From two beautifully scenic and historic locations, the Hudson Valley, New York, and Willow, Alaska, this is The Side Vibe, brought to you by Dog Works Radio. Your hosts are author, journalist, and photographer, the Five Sides mom, Dorothy Wills Raftery, and Dog Works Radio executive producer, canine behaviorist, trainer, and lead musher of Team Aneke, Robert Forto. The Side Vibe is all about the magnificent breed of the Siberian Husky. From training to grooming, and for those who show and breed, from parenting to playing and rescuing huskies in need, whether mushing over snow-covered trails or lounging on tropical shores, even for Hollywood sibes on the big silver screen and so very much more. If it's about a Siberian Husky, we'll chat about it here.
Poughkeepsie Inn in Poughkeepsie, New York. It is our first time live here in New York. It's a pleasure to sit here in person with my co-host, Dorothy Wills Raftery. Dorothy, how's it going?
Hi, Robert. It's going really great. Welcome to New York.
Likewise. Thank you. It is awesome.
Pretty exciting to have you here and do this in person. In case our listeners don't know, Robert and I have always done the show remotely. He from Alaska, me from the Hudson Valley. So this is our first time actually being together, and it's also very special on two occasions. Not only are Robert and I together, and Michelle is here too, and she's serving as producer today, but also it's our fourth anniversary.
It is our fourth anniversary, and you know, we traveled about 4,000 miles to be here, a couple thousand on the plane, and we drove from Denver to New York. We're on a big roller coaster tour.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're really living it up, so they say.
Just before we get into chatting about our show and stuff, let's talk about if you guys are calling it your Rock and Roller 2016 tour.
Yes.
And it's 6,300 miles?
6,300 miles, a couple of concerts, about 20 theme parks, and close to 200 roller coasters.
Wow, that's pretty amazing. And what's your time span for that?
Next Monday. So just about 2 weeks is all that it's going to take to do all that. So we're having a little bit of technical difficulties here. We do have a live audience, and we're doing this remotely at the hotel. But thanks for everybody for joining us today. Remember on live shows that sometimes there is a little bit of issues. But we're doing good. So what is happening today, Dorothy? It's good to see you.
It is good.
It's good to be here. What are we talking about
it's
today?
It's still nice for me to look over and see you instead of the rest of my office.
Right, right.
My stuffed huskies or the real dog. So it's still a thrill to have you here.
Likewise.
Well, as I was saying before, it's our fourth anniversary show. So I don't know. I can't believe that we've been on for 4 years.
I know.
So it's really pretty cool. And I think we're going to use this episode to kind of reflect back on a few, talk about what's happening. But how did you get me on the show? Because remember, I was pretty reluctant when you first asked because
You know, we were talking, Michelle and I were talking when we were driving out here. I don't know exactly how we got together. I guess you were following me or I was following you talking about Siberian Huskies. I know that at that time our dog Aneke was still alive. And I don't know, maybe we connected that way just on Facebook.
I think so.
And then eventually just... Maybe you were a fan of the show. I don't remember.
And I know you had me on as a guest a few times. My first book is What's Wrong with Gibson, Learning About Canine Epilepsy. And you guys had me on your Dog Works radio show. You have a couple of them, so it might have been Mushing.
Could have been, yeah. Yeah.
And I think we just kind of took off from there. And I came back on with my other book. I've had four now, but the other one, Epic Dog Tales, I think I'm not sure we actually talked about that one, but there was Buddy the Christmas Husky and Getting Healthy with Carly, and it just kind of took off from there. I think we started talking about our mutual love for Siberian Huskies, and I know you put it out there and said, you know, why don't you do a show?
Right.
And I'm going, no, I don't like my voice. I can't do a show, and I think 6 months later, I did the show, and I'm really happy I did, and here we are 4 years later, so it's been a great ride.
It has been a good ride, and with all of those episodes, one of the things that we want to do is sort of do a little bit of a reminiscent, mm-hmm. you know, thinking about some of our favorites or our most inspirational shows, and, you know, we've had a lot of good ones, And I have a couple of favorites myself.
Yeah, I think I want to hear, because I want to see if we share something.
Okay.
But I just want to kind of give a shout out to Siberian Husky Rescue of Florida. They were our very first guest.
They were.
You know, that was 4 years ago in August. So they kind of kicked us off and talked to us about huskies and rescue and how huskies are in the summer and how they take the heat, which is a big topic right now. And we'll talk about that a little later, too, because I actually just did a big post on keeping huskies cool in the heat. But they were our first one.
You know, my favorite show or most inspirational show was probably the show that we did with Jim and his dog Malachi.
Jim Southard and Malachi.
Yeah. That was one of my favorite shows. What an inspiration that family has with that little dog. I know Malachi has passed away now, but that was one of my all-time favorites. Another one of my favorites was, what was the dog's name that was in the house fire?
That was Nanook.
That's
on one of mine on my list as well. And I just actually did a piece on pet fire safety, July Pet Fire Safety Month. And I featured Nanook, and he's over on my 5Sides blog, which is at 5Sides.blogspot.com. And in case people don't remember, there is a page, Nanook Husky Burned and House Fire. You can find that on Facebook. And there are pictures from when he was rescued. He was pretty badly burned. And then as he recuperated, they brought him back to the fire department that actually helped rescue him. And they were quite surprised to discover that Nanook was still alive. And there's some pretty moving video and photos that they have on there. A lot of credit to actually started the rescue and went over. But we do talk about fire safety. But I'm very, very happy to say that Nanook just celebrated his fourth birthday.
Awesome.
There's a photo up on Facebook, and he's doing pretty well.
You know, one of my other favorite shows, or at least most inspirational shows, was with Daniel with his documentary, Icebound. I know Daniel has also passed away.
Yes.
He passed away a couple of years ago from cancer. But it was a show about his documentary, Icebound, which happened to be about the serum run. So obviously it held close to my heart, being a musher and his story. And I remember how good of a guest he was. It was such a pleasure to have him on. You know, it's sad that, you know, these are sort of memorials to some of these folks that have passed on. Not only to our human counterparts with Daniel, but also to Malachi passing on as well. I guess these are sort of memorials to these guys that will be around forever.
Right, very true. Daniel, he actually had an Academy nod.
Oh, nice.
He's quite a famous and excellent filmmaker, and Daniel Pinker. And that really was a great episode. And you're right, there's a lot of, I'm sorry. Apparently,
our production assistant, Michelle, is telling Dorothy she needs to talk louder. So we'll go ahead. I'm going to unplug this mic so we can pick that one up.
I don't know if anyone's ever told me I need to talk louder before.
We were talking about Daniel.
Daniel, yes. Right. And, you know, so he was quite the filmmaker. And I know Iceland, he actually released it in Alaska, which
right.
is what his dream was. To release it there and in Europe. And I keep looking because I keep hoping it's going to come out at least to DVD, because I was able to get an advanced screening of it.
Mm-hmm.
I think you were too.
Yes.
And it is just such a piece of history, and it's such an excellent film about this time in history that I really do hope it comes out on DVD or they release it so that more people can see it.
Right.
But you're very true about being a memorial, because after 4 years, including my own Gibson, there have been many dogs, even quite a few that have been in my book, Epic Dog Tales, that have now passed on. And we look at that, their story is still there for other people to learn from and,
right.
you know, to experience these stories of life. It's as you said, it's sad, but it's still, it's quite a thrill for us to actually be able to meet these people and talk about whatever their projects or their dogs are. I know all of our guests have ranged from veterinarians, husky rescues, mushers, trainers, behaviorists. We've had alternative healthcare practitioners on. I did a long-distance Reiki session with Gibson and Marta Bennett. She's from Canada. She was one of our guests as well. You know, we talk parents and fosters of special needs huskies. And I don't know, all of the guests, I think, have made these 4 years really pretty interesting.
They have. You know, I've always always questioned, how do you find, I know you're pretty prominent out there on the social media dog circle, so to speak. How do you pick and choose these folks? There's so many out there. How do you go, yep, I want to have him or her on? What is your process?
Actually, it's just about what I do.
Okay.
I want them on my show. And there's just so many connections and so many really terrific people that I've met. And my husband and I talk often about, like, dog world and how popular it is in different areas versus other areas.
Mm-hmm.
Alaska basically shuts down for the Iditarod, where somewhere else maybe it's different. So through social media, we're allowed to just meet people from all over the globe.
Right.
And, you know, one of our guests is a behaviorist, Louise Bethel, and she was from South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
And
we really
span
yeah.
the globe. You're in Alaska. I'm in Hudson Valley, New York.
Right.
And Louise is in South Africa. So I think the social media really opens it up to there's no guests that we can't have on as long as we can work it out, you know, time-wise and time zones. But there's a lot of people I still have that I want to get on the show. So, you know, having a monthly show, we get booked out kind of ahead. But there's just so many people doing excellent rescue work. We have bakers that bake specifically for canines. We have artists that do beautiful work, whether it's music or, you know, artwork. And it's just a matter of reaching out to them. And most of them are very, you know, very happy to come on the show. I'm happy to have them on because, you know, it gives them a chance to tell their story. And through social media, they can reach a lot more people. Than just in their own community. So pretty much it's like, oh, I'd love to have them on the show, and then I put the invite out.
So most of your most of your guests on your show, if not all, are just regular folk. They're not media savvy, so to speak. How do you deal with their nerves? You know, convincing them to say, oh, yeah, I can do this, no problem. You know, because they're not used to speaking on air or calling into radio. Or
neither
that
is
sort
their
of thing.
Host.
So how do you convince your co-host or your guest to talk to you?
Pretty much at this time, it's like having an hour phone conversation with me. And I do work with them a little bit ahead of time, and I will create interview questions and send it to them ahead of time. So this way they don't feel like they're caught off guard. With only an hour to talk, sometimes, you know, if you interview someone off the cuff, there's a lot of pauses. They have to think to formulate their answers, so there's a time element. But plus, I know I like to feel prepared, so I kind of treat them like I would want if I'm on a show.
Right.
So I usually will get their bio from them, find out some information from them, and work up some kind of an outline. Of course, you know, you always stray from it.
You're right.
But I think that gives them a comfort level, too, because then they can take a couple days and think about what they want to say, make notes. Plus, it is like having coffee with a friend over a phone for an hour.
Right, including, like you said, all over the world. You know, in all the time that I've been on, I've reached out to a lot of folks from all over. Like you said, we talked to South Africa. I've had people on from Germany and Australia, New Zealand, Norway, et cetera, et cetera. It's just so cool to be able to reach out and talk to folks like this and, you know, and be able to share the message a little bit. So I talked about some of my favorites, or at least my – they're all good, but some of my most inspirational or most memorable shows I have. Great. They're all great. Who have you thought about as a most inspirational or memorable guest?
I can't isolate just one because every time I finish a show, I think, wow, you know, they really have an amazing story, and I wind up becoming then connected with them. And, you know, the nice thing about Facebook is that you do wind up forging these friendships with people you don't really actually know, and you get to know them, hence you and I.
Right,
you
right.
Know? When I met you outside, I was like, I felt like I know you and Michelle already.
Right.
But I also thought, you know, Malachi and Nanook's stories were very special. I think any episode that we do about canine epilepsy is special. You know, we've had quite a few on that. So dogs either have canine epilepsy. We've also had Dr. Mena from North Carolina State
right.
University College of Veterinary Medicine and Julie Osborne, Netafi Osborne, they were on, and they were talking all about the studies and research they do. And actually,
she is prepared.
I am prepared.
Yes.
My good friend always tells me be prepared, right, Lenny? you know that I took several award nominations
right.
from the Dog Writers Association
right.
of America. And that's live show, folks.
That's okay.
So the Dog Writers Association of America, which is such an excellent, prestigious writing organization, and I'm really proud and pleased that during their 2015 writing competition I took three different award nominations,
mm-hmm.
And one of them was for our show.
Excellent.
And that was for the Side Vibe, and was talking canine epilepsy, and that was the one with Dr. Munena,
mm-hmm.
and Julie Nedefe, and I actually have a certificate for you as well.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And, okay. And then, so that, you know, anything with epilepsy is one of the, we have cameras going on here.
Yeah.
Just in case anyone in the audience wants to know why I got a little derailed, there are cameras here. The nice thing about radio is you get to hide behind a mic.
Right, right.
So anything with epilepsy, of course, as you know, with Gibson always was my inspiration, and getting the message out there that dogs can and do live happy, full lives, even with canine epilepsy, is an important message, because a lot of times dogs with seizures, people will turn them back into a shelter or abandon them. They don't understand what it is. There's not a lot of talk about it. I do see more over the years, and I hope that we're making, you know, some kind of dent in that, because people need to talk about it. There's also a girl local, I mean, Savannah Whitaker, and she's currently in the hospital. They were going to stop by, and I'll be putting it on the web and that, but I'm doing a little raffle to help. She has epilepsy, idiopathic epilepsy, and she has between 30 to 40 and even topped off at over 100 seizures a day, and she started at age 2. So we are doing a little fundraiser for her. That's going to be a basket. It's going to contain your and Michelle's book, my book, and a few other items that have been donated. So folks can look for that online. But she's going to be getting a service dog through Domestipup. And right now the dog's in training. She should have the dog next year, so the dog will be able to alert the family to if she has a seizure, and be with her all the time, even in school. So epilepsy is always one of my
passions.
Yes. Yeah. Right. Another one is when the award-winning singer-songwriter Nancy Simmons came on our show.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
And she did the video, and she starred Team Ineke Huskies and the Five Sides in her video.
Right.
So that's up on my blog. So that's kind of cool for us. But all of them, I think, talking to the rescue people is all pretty cool stuff. I know we have a guest in the audience. One of the shows that we did for canine epilepsy last year was the expo, the first expo that
mm-hmm.
the Empire State Snow Dog Club hosted. And they're up in Ithaca on a trip right now with all Huskies. So they have their group and they brought Huskies. But we do have Bam. Want to come up here and say hi?
Come on up.
Bam didn't go to Ithaca with the Huskies, but he is here. Oh, you went to Ithaca, and now you're here. So come on, you just have to kind of talk in close to the mic. But we thought we'd get you to say hi and just talk maybe a couple minutes about your husky and the club.
Hi. All right. So my name is Manny. Manny Diallo. I have a 2-year-old Siberian husky named Bam Bam.
How long have you been part of the Empire State Snow Dog Club?
A year and a half, I'd say.
You guys do a lot of trips. I mean, a lot of fun stuff. I know Jody really plans a lot of terrific things. You have a great group there.
Yeah.
Do you go on a lot of them with Bam Bam?
I try to go as much as I can. You know, work sometimes gets in the way. But, whenever there are, like, the big events such as, like, we just started the Ithaca thing.
Mm-hmm.
We plan on going now every year.
This is the first trip?
Yeah, it's the first trip. I just came back yesterday. It was pretty fun.
Was it fun?
Yeah.
How many Huskies are up there?
I'd say about 18.
Wow.
There was a few more that was supposed to come, but they couldn't make it last minute. So,
is Bam Bam your first Husky?
First dog. Yeah.
Why the Siberian? You know, that's a question I always ask. I don't know how I was chosen to be a Siberian owner years ago. Back in 1987 was my first. What drew you to the breed, I guess?
It was my barber. I used to go to when I was a kid. He used to have one in the shop. I was just fascinated by the breed, the looks, personality. He was very independent. Very calm, he took towards people, and from then on, I said to myself, I want to get one when I get older.
I have to ask you, you use the adjective calm, and not many people who have Siberian Huskies use that word, so tell us a little bit about the calmness of Bam Bam.
He's actually a bit calmer now. Back when he was younger, when he was months old, he was a bit crazy. But it wasn't until I started mushing him.
Hold on a second. You're a musher as well?
Up and coming.
Up and coming.
All right.
Very nice. Very nice. Oh, I don't know if you know about us, but we're mushers up in Alaska.
Yeah.
We have 40 sled dogs. And we've mushed as few as one, like with your dog Bam Bam, up to teams of 16 or 18 dogs. So are you? Do you do it with a cart, a sled? What do you do?
Right now I'm with Dryland.
Dryland, okay.
The sled. I've just been doing it for about a couple of months. Since last year, September. I plan on starting a business.
A business?
Yeah, here in here in New York City. I was doing it with a friend that goes by the name of Tyler Hoof. He was offering a canine CrossFit for dogs in New York City that didn't get enough exercise just overweight, aggression issues of that nature.
And that's really great because sometimes we will talk about people who have dogs and live in a city setting because one of the things that we try to educate folks about the breed of Siberian Husky before they have one is that if they are a high energy breed, obviously they're bred for running. So a person can't just have them in their apartment or at home and they go to work all day and come home and don't expect some destruction. So what you're doing is actually really great.
Yeah, I figured it would be a great idea. I currently live in an apartment. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to get anything better than that. But I'm working with what I have, and I was able to maintain and still give my dog exercise every morning through mushing and sometimes just like CrossFit regularly.
Excellent. So you're gonna keep me posted on all this, right?
Oh yeah, I actually brought this question. I started
networking all over the place.
I started it in February.
Do you have a website or your Facebook page?
I do have a website, but it's not active yet.
Okay, so what I'll tell our listeners is we'll get that information up.
Yeah.
And we'll share it, and also we'll share it over on the Empire State Snow Dog page and on our Five Sides Siberian Husky Canine News and Reviews page.
Yeah.
And definitely stay in touch and keep us posted on what's happening.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Well, thanks for joining us today. Yeah. Thanks for driving up, and nice meeting you.
Don't go too far. We're going to take a couple pictures after, okay?
Thank you. So we have about 10 minutes left, Dorothy. You know, these things fly by when you're doing them, like 6 minutes.
Wow.
I don't know if you had other notes that you wanted to talk about here on this show, but it's just fun hanging out.
It is. And, you know, again, got to move the microphone.
Yes.
I know our producer, Michelle, will want their microphone moved. A lot of times I like to get them out to rescues. They do a lot of great work. And if people are looking for Siberian Husky, please visit, you know, your area rescues. I do have a link over on my website, on my Facebook page, and I will be having 5sides.com website launched soon. I know I've been saying that.
I think you've been saying that for 4 years
as well. Yeah. I hope we weren't keeping track of how long, but it's amazing because being a photojournalist, I have a large, I bring that with me even into the dog world. So on that site, it'll be a great resource. It's going to have tabs for rescues, and it's going to have links toward canine epilepsy. So I'm going to have a whole library on there. That's why it's taking a little long. One of the rescue puppies that we even had on was Siri, Little Miss Siri. On Facebook and Suri, and she was a surprise puppy of a rescue, and she wound up going to New York City and being in Animal Planet's Puppy Bowl. So
yes, I remember that.
That was kind of cool. So You know, we've also had YouTube Husky stars on, like Onto the Snow Dogs, and just I guess like our opening song says, if it's about a Siberian Husky, we'll chat about it. And always looking forward to guests. If anybody even would like to be on the show, you don't have to wait for an invite. Just drop me an email or message me over on the Five Sides Facebook page, and we'll get you on, and we'll talk about your Husky or, you know, healthcare issues or anything like that. Always open.
So 4 years now, what is that, 40 or 50 shows, I guess, that we've been on. What's happened in the next 4 years? Where do you see yourself on your radio show? You know, Michelle and I have been doing radio shows since 2009. So we probably have maybe 500 episodes to get all together. Where do you see the show progressing from here? Now that we've met, you know, you've always said your bucket list is you've got to get to
Alaska.
All right?
My husband's for that.
Yeah.
He'd love to go to Alaska.
You know, it's not very expensive to fly right out of Newark.
I have never flown before. Okay. There's a secret for all my readers. I have never flown before. I've been in a plane because I did a story about
okay.
pilot. Does that count?
Yeah.
I always say to them, how long will it take us to drive there?
Well, it's taken us a week to drive here. So, and that's from Denver. So,
right.
So a week plus about 8 hours in the plane if you drive
So fast forward, it would have to be our retirement trip because I would want to see the country from here to Alaska.
Right.
It would have to be a road trip, but yeah, it's definitely on our list.
Good deal.
I want to come see, was it Fort O' Fort?
Fort O' Fort, yes.
Yeah, up in
yes.
Willow. I don't know, you know, taking down the road is kind of cool. There's just so many different guests that I want to have on, and I'd love to get them on. And one of my readers wrote in and said, are you going to make the Side 5 a TV show?
Ooh.
And I'm like,
video.
I think we could do
like a YouTube channel.
Yeah,
yeah,
we'll have to talk about that,
yeah.
You know. I don't know. I just like to get more and more people on, really get the word out and education about the Siberian Husky breed, because I really feel that the more we educate people about the breed, because it's not a breed for everybody. They're a magnificent breed, but you really have to do your homework. If someone's not sure, they can drop Robert I an email or a message, because, you know, really you need to be familiar with the breed, because a lot of times people get them because they're beautiful, and all of a sudden, you know, they hit that 9 month to 2 year mark, and, you know, they're active and they need exercise. They can be destructive. They love to dig. They are Houdini dogs. Gibson could open a doorknob, a gate, childproof gate. I mean, but we get them where we are, they have. And you'll see, because you're coming back to meet this Five Sides, and we give them what's close to what they would love, their kind of environment. They're up high on the deck. Okay, they took over our deck. my husband actually had a roof built for them on
nice.
The deck.
Yep.
They have a pool. They have their own side of the yard they can dig in, and we let them dig. So they kind of taken over our house, so they're happy. So they don't look to escape, but they are escape artists. So we really hope that by educating people on the breed, that when they go to get one, they're well aware and they're ready for it, because we really want to cut down on all the Huskies that wind up being abandoned and go to shelters, and the rescues are so full. It's actually an epidemic, and it's really sad to see. So we hope that by educating people, maybe we can cut down on the number of Huskies that wind up in shelters and really go to a home that becomes a forever home.
So my last question to you, Dorothy, is since you have been on for 4 years, what have you seen change in the Husky world, in rescues, in education, in research for canine epilepsy? What have you seen progress, or even regress maybe, if it has been? What have you seen change since you've been doing this show?
I really think that in 60 seconds, I think that I think more people are talking about canine epilepsy. More people are talking about healthcare issues with dogs. And dogs are part of a family now, so I see the care of them being more the same as you would for a family member. Dogs aren't just something you get and tie outside and ignore. I mean, they're actually part of a family. I think I do see people really paying more attention, really taking more care of them and treating them as part of the family. And I do see more talk about canine epilepsy. I hope it continues. The more we talk, the more we can network, the more we can support each other through any of these kind of health crises, so that the dog will still have a good life with the family that it's been with. As far as regressing, I don't really see us coming up with something to help these dogs stay out of shelters. It's been an epidemic for so long. I don't know how the rescue folks do it, and I just hope that in the future that, like I said, we can help by educating. I just hope in the future we can see a lot less dogs that wind up in shelters.
Well, you know, in parting, it's been fun doing this with you all this time. I'm glad to call you a personal friend now that we've met, not just an internet acquaintance. It's been a pleasure to be on the air with you. Thank you for all of your fans that came. I didn't expect
they're family.
Family and
so.
Friends. Thank
you very
much.
I just want to give a quick shout out to my Uncle Mike, my Aunt Carolyn, my very best friends since kids, Linda Wilson Brownell, and her husband Neil. Manny and Bam Bam from Brooklyn for coming by from the Empire State Snow Dog Club. My husband for everything, because I couldn't do any of this with the Huskies without him, including getting them, because he got them.
Nice.
He's pretty awesome. And Michelle and you.
Thank you.
It's been awesome. And also to the Poughkeepsie Inn.
The Poughkeepsie Inn, thank you very much for joining us. We ran some folks out that were having their breakfast and watching the news, but it's been fun. I really appreciate everybody coming out and hanging out. And we're getting ready to head up to Dorothy's home in Kingston. I guess it's about a half hour north of here to hang out with the Five Sides for a little bit and then grab some lunch before we hit the road again.
Yeah, and they're ready. We told them you're coming.
All right.
They're ready.
Yeah, this afternoon we're heading up towards over to Connecticut, then on up towards Boston, and then making our way up to Portland and then back down to the city tomorrow or the next day. We will be in Brooklyn. Got to go back over to Coney Island and ride the Cyclone at least one more time before we hit the road again, heading south to deliver a couple of service dogs.
Wow,
so that is the primary focus of our trip, was to deliver and pick up a couple of service dogs. So it is a work trip, even though we're having some fun.
Well, that's the way to do it.
That's
have a
right.
work trip and have fun. And
yeah.
That's awesome. And we'll have to talk about your service dogs. I know Michelle was saying you have like 7 that you're working with, I think, right now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Half a dozen at least. So in closing, Dorothy, who is our guest next month? We will not be on in August, is that correct? Since this is our anniversary show and we're doing it live, who's coming on in September?
In September, it's going to be for Welcome Back to School episode, and we're going to be featuring Chili the Therapy Dog.
Chili the Therapy Dog. So thank you very much, everybody, for joining us. We will talk to you guys next time. Goodbye.